Runaway house prices have dragged more and more families into the inheritance tax net. They'll be liable to pay death duties on homes and other assets passed on by parents, which are valued above the tax threshold. Right now, there's a problem for families like the Aspirations. They don't want to pay tax when they inherit assets from an older generation. Grandad's died and Granny owns a house worth more than £300,000. Before today, when she passed away, the family would have to pay tax above that level. The threshold's now been raised to £600,000. It'll be £700,000 by 2010.
A lot of people are very concerned that IHT will be a big burden to their future generations, and they want to see that they can restrict it, limit it, keep themselves out of that tax. And so they'll be looking at today's proposal thinking, that's going to help me in the future, that's going to help my family.
But this measure is targeted at married couples and those in civil partnerships. It doesn't apply to cohabiting couples, single or divorced people. The tax threshold on their estates, including their houses, will stay at £300,000. What's more, there are some families who, through clever tax planning, already get the £600,000 exemption.
In one sense, this idea on inheritance tax of giving a double allowance to a couple is nothing new. A couple can make use of this double allowance. Husband can leave £300,000 to the children, wife can leave £300,000 to the children.
But there are many who don't realise you can do that and who haven't spotted that the value of their house could create a tax issue. They'll gain from today's announcement. What's more, it's retrospective, so widows and widowers will get the full exemption. Hugh Pym, BBC News.